भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। We are reading from Canto 11, Chapter 9, entitled Detach from All That Is Material, text number 29. Labdhva sudurlabham idam bahu sambhavante manushyam arthadam anityam apiha dhiraha turnam यतेत न पतेत अनुमृत्यु यावान निःश्रेयसाय विषया खलु सर्वत स्यात्। लब्ध्वा सुदुर्लभमिदं बहु संभवन्ते मानुष्यमर्थदमनित्यम् अपीह धीरः तूर्णं यतेत न पतेदनुमृत्यया वा निःश्रेयसाय विषया खलु सर्वदा स्यात्। लब्ध्वा सुदुर्लभमिदं बहु संभवन्ते मानुष्यमर्थदमनित्यमपीह धीरः तूर्णं यतेत न पतेदनुमृत्यया वा निःश्रेयसाय विषया खलु सर्वदा स्यात्। लब्ध्वा सुदुर्लभमिदं बहु संभवन्ते मानुष्यमर्थदमनित्यमपीह धीरः तूर्णं यतेत न पतेदनुमृत्यया वा निःश्रेयसाय विषया खलु सर्वदा स्यात्। मानुष्यमर्थदमनित्यमभीह धीरः तूर्णं यतेत न पतेदनुमृत्यया वा निःश्रेयसाय विषया खलु सर्वतस्।
मताजिस् लब्ध्वा having obtained sudurlabham
that which is very difficult to obtain. Idam, this, bahu, many, sambhava, birth, ante, after, manushyam, human form of life, arthadam, which awards great value, anityam, not eternal, api, although, iha, in this world, material world, dhiraha, one who has sober intelligence, turnam, immediately, yateta, should endeavor, na, not, patet, has fallen, anumrityu, always subject to death, yavat, as long as, nitreyasaya, for ultimate liberation, vishaya, sense gratification, khalu, always, sarvata, in all conditions, syat, is possible. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. After many, many births and deaths, one achieves the rare human form of life, which, although temporary, affords one the opportunity to attain the highest perfection. Thus, a sober human being should quickly endeavor for the ultimate perfection of life, as long as his body, which is always subject to death, has not fallen down and died. After all, sense gratification is available even in the most abominable species of life, whereas Krishna consciousness is possible only for a human being. Purport. Material life essentially means repeated birth and death. Even the lowest form of life such as reptiles, insects, pigs and dogs have ample opportunity for sense gratification. Even ordinary houseflies have a busy sex life and thus multiply rapidly. Human life, however, enables one to understand the absolute truth and is therefore full of grave responsibility. Since the valuable human life is not eternal, we should do the needful to achieve the highest perfection, Krishna consciousness. Before death appears, we should seriously cultivate our real self-interest. One can experience Krishna consciousness in the association of the devotees of the Lord. And without their association, one is in danger of being attracted to an impersonal conception of life, which causes one to fall away from the devotional service to the absolute truth. Or being discouraged by one's failure to understand the absolute truth, one may return to the false platform of sense gratification. In conclusion, human life is meant for cultivation of Krishna consciousness under the guidance of the experienced self-realized devotees of the Lord. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Chalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stabitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kata Mahyam Tatati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Patakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Rukunat Anitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadudam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanitamsya He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanda Radha Kanda Namostute Tapta Kanjana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Namavum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimade Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Itinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desyatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shriva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna. So the translation is, after many, many births and death, one achieves the rare human form of life, which although temporary, affords one the opportunity to attain the highest perfection. Thus, a sober human being should quickly endeavor for the ultimate perfection of life, as long as his body, which is always subject to death, has not fallen down and died. After all, sense gratification is available even in the most abominable species of life, whereas Krishna consciousness is possible only for a human being. So this specific verse is giving as an insight into the rare opportunity we have got of the human form of life. So in 15th chapter, Krishna explains, Mamayivam so jivaloke jiva bhuta sanatanaha manasrashtani indriyani prakritistani karshati. Means Mamayivam se jivaloko jiva bhuta sanatana. So all the living entities are my amsha. But still, mana shastani indriyani means mind plus the five other indriyas means. So wherever in Gita the mind comes, he always specifically tells it is mana plus indriyas, even though mind is also a part of indriyas means. Right? You know, in the 13th chapter, dashekam, dasha and ekam, another one means indriya. So you can see that mind is very critical factor for our this human life. That's what take the call where our life should lead many times, even though it is not supposed to take that call. So manashrashtani indriyani prakritistani karshati means they are struggling in this material world with prakriti karshati. Then he further explains that sharidam medavapnoti achaputka madhisharaha grihitvaidani samyadi vayurgandani vasayat means this spirit souls they do transmigration, just like Vayur Gandha Nivasya, depending on the consciousness what they carry from the Yamyam Vyabhismaran Bhavam. Like when at the end of the life, what consciousness you are, depending on that, it takes another body. And it also gets different type of senses. Shrotrum, Chakshum, like now he says that various senses are been provided according to the consciousness he has. For example, if somebody has like a taking birth as an animal, so he cannot have the same senses and the same taste like a human being. Suppose if it is a pig, he need to have a taste for the stool, means that is his basic, like the anna for him. So similarly, various taste and other things have been provided by the material nature. All this thing happens as per the laws of nature, automatically. Only thing is that in a human form of life only we can see these things, means. Utkramantam siddham vabi bunchanam va gunanitam vimudhananu paschandi paschandi jnana chakshushah. Only a intelligent person can understand that. But a fool, foolish person cannot understand that, how he is undergoing all these transmigrations, suffering eternally in this material world. So even in Chaitanya Charitamrita, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is instructing Rupa Goswami, he starts with this only, means that how there are different type of living entities, unlimited living entities, and they are Chaurasi Laksha Yonide Kareya Brahman. They are just going in the cycle of birth and death in this 8.4 million or 84 lakh millions of species. When I was reading that, I was just checking what is the modern science says about how many species of life they have. So in the Nature, there is a magazine on its Nature that they say that according to modern science, with all the mathematical stimulation and everything, so they got an approximation of 8.7 million species of life, and their approximation plus or minus 1 million. So you can see that how Shastra is, it is predicted for means time immemorial, it is already written that 8.4 million of species of life is there in this. And that also the specification is also given, means in how that division is been given. Jalaja Navalakshani means the aquatic animals are of 9 lakhs. Then Stavara Laksha Vimshati means another 20 lakh is in trees. And then Krimayo Rudra Sankeva. Rudra means 11 Rudras, means 11 lakh It's in the like insects and beasts and like that. In the krimi. Krimi means worms, basic in sense. And pakshinam dasalakshanam. And in the bird category, there is 10 lakh of species. And trimshalakshani pashavaha. Means in the pashu, means in the animalic species, there are 30 lakhs. And then the last is chatur lakshani manavaha. So among the 84 lakhs of species, what is available, where you have a choice, you have an option to take which life you want. That only 4 lakh is a human being, that is approximately only 5%. So that shows the rarity of getting that thing. And then he keeps on explaining, within that 4 lakhs, there are so many uncivilized human beings also. Means. And then he gives so much of classification and finally comes, means how fortunate or how rare that we get a such an human form of life where we can sit and hear the Krishna Katha or practice devotional service. So, vimudha nanu paschanti, paschanti jnana chakshushuha. So even the spirit soul is transmigrating from one body after another in this 8.4 million species of life, not everyone is able to understand it. Only a spiritually enlightened person can understand that. You know? Vidya vinaya sambanne brahmane gavihastini suni chaiva shapakeja pandita samadarsana. So only a learned person can see that, okay, spirit soul is there in every form of life. There is no difference between that. Okay, means whether he may be in the body of a animal, or he may be a plant, or he may be an insect, or he may be a human being of different civilizational backgrounds. But the essence of that spirit soul is the same. Satchidananda Vigraha. Then what is the cause, actually? How this spirit soul, even though they are of the same spirit quality, how do they get into this 8.4 million species of life? So Krishna explains this in Bhagavad Gita again, in the third chapter. Means, what is the cause of getting into this different form of life? Means, where Arjuna asks that question, means, adagena prayuktovam pabam charati purusha. And he says that the kama is the cause for that. Then he explains that, dhumena vriyade vannir edalabdo edadarsho malenacha edolbena vrido garbas tadatenedamavridam. Means, this lust, different degrees of lust is there, that is covering us. So depending on that consciousness, you take the different form of life. Yes. The Purport Prabhupada explains that this is means dhumena vriyato vannir. Dhumena vriyato vannir means fire covered with smoke. This is one type of, so he explains three type of consciousness here. Dhumena vriyato vannir, then edadarsho malenacha, edolbena vridam garbha. The three types. One is fire which is covered with the smoke. Second one is the mirror which is covered with the dust, and the third one is an embryo covered in the garbhashaya. So fire covered with smoke, so Prabhupada compares that to the human beings, where you have an ability, means fire covered with smoke means there is immediate chance that the fire can actually come out. So Vishwanathakura Thakur says that this is like a very shallow type of covering where he can still remember the spiritual things. There is a possibility of remembering the spiritual aspect of the human. But whereas the other, mirror and dust, the comparison, that is compared to animals where they don't have any memory of the spiritual aspect. Right? But still deeper is the that embryo covered with, so the soul covered within the embryo. Embryo in the womb. That is trees and other plant, like, you know, the lives, living entities. So it is very difficult for them. They are in a deep, very deep, dark well type of condition. Very difficult for them to revive their spiritual consciousness in that. So we are fortunate to have this human form of life. Means. Then he says that, avridam jnana metena means. He explains, what does this lust covers? Avridam jnana metena. Jnanino nitya vairina means. This covers the jnana. It covers the discriminative power of our intelligence, the spiritual knowledge. It covers it completely. So this covering, the degrees of covering is already explained. This is jnanino nitya vairina. Means for a jnani it is always an eternal enemy. You can see specifically he says for a jnani. But for a mudha, it is not an enemy, because the kama helps him to satisfy his senses, he is happy with that. Till he gets that sense gratification, after that for some time he realizes, means again it was a frustration. But for a jnani, from the beginning itself he knows that it is an eternal enemy. Jnanino nitya vairinam kamarupena kaunteya dushpurena analena cha. It is very difficult to satisfy dushpurena. Means, you know, sometimes you may say that, okay, let him play as long as he want. You know, just a child, sometimes he plays, and after some time even if he cries sometimes, after some time he himself gets tired and he stops it. But this kama is not like that. This dushpurena, very difficult to satisfy, and it is anala. Analena cha, it is compared to fire. So, anala means, alam means which is very confined, means finite. Anala means which is uncontrolled, means it's like fire. You cannot control the fire, means when it is start eating, it can devour unlimitedly. That is analena cha. So this lust is like that. Kama rupena kauntaya dushpurena analena cha. So this is basically the difference between the human form of life and the animal form of life. So the degree of lust varies. So you can see that it is very difficult for them to, this animalistic behavior, the typical characteristic of an animalistic behavior is that they act upon the instincts, basic instincts means. So whenever they want to sleep, they can sleep at anywhere. You know, they don't need a silent, dark place to sleep. You know, you don't see any animal kingdom that, you know, people, they have insomnia problem or sleep disorder issues, or they have other illness because of the, you know, they are getting depressed because they are not getting the sleep. Like that means. So they basically they work on the instincts, means. Now you can see that when you are traveling across, like in the road, many times you see that if the dogs are there, means if they want to, if they have a sensation of sleeping, they sleep. If they want to have sex, they don't mind, means. It may be in the busiest street in the world, they will do that there. And they don't feel any guilt or anything for it, because that is their natural instinct for that. Right. And many times we can see that certain type of humans also coming into that category. They are also coming down their consciousness. Even though they are physically in the human form of body, they are still behaving like an animal. What's that? So only human can say no to these instincts. An animal cannot do that. So you can see that, like in South India especially, I have seen that these elephants have been taken for Lord's procession on the festivals and every time. Right? Okay. So even though Lord is sitting on the head of the elephant, and when he wanted to pass water, he will pass. You know, if a human does it, if you are doing deity worship, if you want to do, how does it will be considered? Forget about worshipping. Means in some temples, even if a child passes water or stool there, then they immediately do that puja to purificatory process, which is very elaborate. Not about that, even some untouchable people comes in so-called, means unclean, not untouchable, means unclean people comes, get into the places. They are very cautious, they don't allow. Why that discrimination? Means, whereas a cat or a rat can go directly into the Lord. You know, sometimes if you go to these old temples, the rats are freely moving in the deity, the Lord. So they don't have that discrimination, because they don't, by their actions, they don't create any new karma. So by default, they have that, their response to the natural instinct is allowed. Yes. But a human is not like that. A human has the ability to restrain himself. He can think, he can pause that instinct. Whenever that thought comes, he can pause for some time and think. And say yes or no. That free will is given to that human being. So when he misuses that free will, then you are as good as Dipada Pashu only. So So Mahabharata says that ahara nidra bhayamaitunam cha samanya etat pashubhi narana. See that ahara nidra bhaya maitun, all these four, these basic instincts are common for a human and an animal. We can see that in all these four category, there are animals which can surpass us, means which can go beyond human's capacity. Ahara, how much you can eat? How many bananas you can eat means? But if on an elephant you give 2-3 trunks, it just goes like that only for humans, it doesn't. So he has a much more capacity for that. Nidra, they can keep sleeping. Anywhere and everywhere they can sleep at any time. Whenever they feel sleep, they take a nap, power nap, like that, anywhere. They don't get disturbed with any of those things. And bhaya, when it comes to the defending, they are more powerful than us to defend themselves. Krishna has given them that ability to do that. And sex, maithuna, we can see that a lot of pigeons are moving around in and around the Bombay means. You can see they can constantly have sexual pleasure, means without any restrictions. But humans have all limitations. So that shows that it is not their cup of tea to get into these things, means that is not their core nature. They need it, but to sustain your life you need it. Then dharmohi desha madhiko visyesho dharmena hina pasubhi narana. So what is that make the difference between a human and an animal? Among these 8.4 millions of species of life, that humans, only even that 5%, that 5% is given on certain conditions. They have that higher consciousness. Prabhupada says that they have the higher responsibility. So recently, somebody sent me a video of in Japan there is a Keio State University. There one scientist doing research on the animal, about the memory aspect. So they are doing on a chimpanzee, that he taught him 1, 2, 3 up to 9 and 0. And the test he was doing, and he gives peanuts. He is saying that, showing that how, it's not that only human have intelligence. Many times we say that only human being have the higher intelligence. But even animals are given also intelligence according to their particular nature. So the chimpanzee was sitting in front of the monitor. So in that it will flash that 1, 2, 3, 2, means 1 to 0 digits in a square, and it flashed for some time, and he looks at it and he memorizes, and then it disappears from the screen. It is a touch screen. The chimpanzee has to touch the same order, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, it's a 6 of puzzle type of thing. And then when he does it properly, he gets his peanut. So the amazing thing, you know, it just flashes only, means to that degree that chimpanzee has the memory power. You can see it flashes for you, it is just a light came and gone, fraction of second. He could do that. So that is the intelligence, memory power Krishna has given them. And in the same video it was showing that how you are comparing with a child and a bird in a test tube. Like, you know, it's long enough, maybe 1 foot or so. And in the bottom of that, there was a worm. And half of it was filled with water, and then the worm was floating in the water. And then some pebbles and some corks, which is floating in the water, also kept aside. And for a child, he was given a candy, which is floating in that water, and same materials were also given. So many children came, they tried to figure it out, they put some stones, they put the cork, they filled up the jar, nothing happened. But they sent one sparrow, but the sparrow tried, when he saw this worm, he tried to put the peak inside, the peak cannot go. Then he looked around here and there, then he saw the pebble and the corks were kept. First he put a pebble and put it inside, right? So water level came up. Then he put a cork, then he started floating. Then he looked for some time, then he put pebbles. He put sufficient pebbles so that the worm, the water level raised and he could catch the worm. So the intelligence point of view, they also have given it various type of intelligence. But what is the unique intelligence given to the human beings means? Tomorrow the animals cannot inquire, why am I suffering? Like we always give the example of that goat. There may be the lines of God, you know, tied for slaughtering. Even though it may be his next turn, he will be peacefully eating the grass, green grass. So they don't have that much consciousness to think that, why am I suffering? Who am I? Where am I? Like, such questions cannot be asked by this animal, even though they also have an intelligence. Sometimes animalistic, see, animal right people, they claim that there is no difference between animal and the human beings. Yes, but they are not speaking from a spiritual platform, but from the materialistic platform they are speaking. To a certain degree it is correct. If you are not using your God-given human form of life for the purpose which is intended, you are as good as animal only. There is no difference. They also have the right to live that way. So this, only in a human form of life, this, what is the goal of this life can be achieved, or we can at least start inquiring into that means. So such a rare form of human life we are getting. So in 11th canto itself, Krishna explains to Uddhava, what is the rarity of this human form of life? He says, Nrideha madhyam sulabham sudurlabham plavam sukalpam guru karnadharam mayanukulena nabasvateritam puman bhavabdim nataretsu atmaha. So it is very sulabham, even though it is sulabham, but it is very sudurlabham also. This human form of life is very difficult to attain. We see that it is only a 5% of the entire species of life. And if you are not utilizing, what is the advantage of it? It is plavam sukalpam, means it is like a boat which we can use it for crossing the ocean of this material nascience, means this bhavabdi can be crossed. And who is the captain? Means you need a guru karnadharam, means guru, you need a spiritual master for that. And Prabhupada in one of the classes explains what is the importance of the guru means. He says that in every aspect of life, you need a guru. Means you don't go to, he was giving the example that if you have a knee problem, you don't go to somebody who says that, see, I know I am MA in English literature, I have studied these orthopedic books, I can treat you. You please come. Will you go there? No, you go to a person who is practicing. From where does he get the practice? He practiced under a person who already practiced it. So even they have, for a materialistic science like that, they have a parambara. Means, not that somebody out of a bloom comes, okay, I have read all the books thoroughly, now I can treat you. Now you go to a person who has experience, clinical, practical experience, then only you allow him to touch your body with that. So similarly, for a spiritual practice also you need a guru. And who is that guru? It's not that one who claims that, okay, I know the shastras. But you verify whether he is practicing it or not. Means. So without that practice, many people know the Sanskrit. They can read easily the verses. But that is just like a reading, somebody who has a good knowledge in English, reading medical book and prescribing the medicines. Just because you know the language, you cannot understand the shastra. Shastra need that mercy of the guru, who is practicing actually that. So that with guru's help, guru can guide this boat in what direction it should be taken. And then, mayanukulena nabhesvatiritam. So the instructions given by the Lord are like the favorable winds, which slowly, it is like the impelling power for the boat. The winds can take the boat slowly but steadily to the same ultimate destination. Right. So this human form of life is distinguished from the animal form of life basically based on the consciousness. You have been given higher responsibilities to discharge. So if you are not doing that, it's as good as animalistic life only. What are the, like in Rishabhdev's instruction to his sons, he says that Nayam deho deha bhajam nriloge kashtan kamana hrade vidbujam ye, means. He says that this sense gratification is available to even vidbujam, means. It's for the stool eaters also is available. And the human, this after the leaping this body, we are very intensely struggling for that. Kashtan Kaman Arhate means to execute that kama, we are struggling very hard. Right? But what is the goal of this life? Tabo Divyam Putrakayena Sattva means nobody is bothered to doing that. So that depending on the responsibility, the heavy responsibility on our shoulder, being obtained the human form of life. So Prabhupada describes in Ishopanishad, the third verse, in the purport, in the translation, he explains there are two kinds of human being. Both have the same responsibility. How do they respond to that responsibility? So you can show that even in normal life, when you have a responsibility, certain people take the responsibility and execute that to the proper destination. But certain people doesn't take that. Is there that depending? There are Sura and Asura. Asuras are who they have, even though they have this responsibility given, but they don't take that seriously. What is the, like, the human form of life is for enlightenment. But they are interested in entertainment. And then they will get entangled in that. So that is Asuras. So Prabhupada beautifully explains how Asuras and Suras are there in the human form of life. Both are there. But depending on the consciousness, you become Sura or Asura, right? And then Asuras, what is their objective? Again, 16th chapter beautifully explains what is Asuras means. They explains like, Kimanyat Kama Haituka means, you know, Asatyam Apratishtam De Jagatahur Anishwaram Aparaspara Sambhudam Kimanyat Kama Haitukam means, other than satisfying the senses, there is no reason for this material world. You can see so much of propaganda going outside the material world. And in one of the classes, Prabhupada was explaining that, not Prabhupada, I think, Radhana Swami Maharaj was giving an example that he was giving the example of Varadeva and Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksha. So sometimes, so when Lord is fighting with the demons, he appears to be failing or losing the battle. So when Hiranyaksha was throwing his mace and the Lord lost his mace, suddenly the demigods and Brahma, they were in fearful, what will happen? So similarly, Maharaj is telling that similarly, so in this material world also, these demoniac people, they say that this is the only way. Kimanyat Kama Haitukam means, you know, the only goal of this life is to enjoy to your heart content. Means. And they sometimes they seem to be successful. And then see, they say that see means how it is true means. This is the only thing. Who has seen the spiritual world and everything? But we can see that again and again when the material world strikes back, you know, they don't have any answer. Means. Like recently in the news there is the new virus. In Kerala there are, you know, Nipah or something that. The new virus, they don't know what to do with that. So again the source is animals only. From the animal the same virus is coming and people are dying without having any medicine. They don't know how to treat that. So material world again and again give us that, you know, the glimpse of the nature of this material world, that it is very miserable. But still they are very convinced. It says that Chintam Aparimeyam Ja Pralayantam Upashita Kamoba Bhoga Parama Metavat Itinishchita. Kamoba Bhoga Parama, that is the only goal and very determined in that. And Asha Pasha Shatayir Bhatta Kama Krodha Parayana Ihande Kama Bhogartam Anyenartha Sanchayan. So they go to any extent to satisfy their senses. Anyena artha sanjayan, means they collect the artha. Their only goal of collecting artha is for sense gratification and they go to any extent. They may go into the black market and they don't mind even killing somebody or like that is happening with the animal kingdom now. Means to satisfy their senses, they are killing slaughterhouses, automated slaughterhouses, and they are feeding the animals like anything, so that they can get a very fatty animal, so that they can get a good amount of meat from that. All sorts of wicked ways they are employing to just to satisfy their senses. Means, and sometimes they do even the yajna. Yajante nama yajnehi means. Atma samba avidastapta stanamana madanyuta. Yajante nama yajnehi dambena aviti purvakambe. Sometimes you feel confused. Means, are they demoniac in nature or they are devotees? Means they will be doing big yajnas, but only for a show of life. Means just for the sense, ejande nama yajna istade, only for the name's sake they do the yajnas and all those things. But the internal thing is for enjoying the sense gratifications. So such people, they are known as Atmaha. Means Rishabhadeva is saying that they are Atmaha, they are the killers of the soul. Means. So that Ishopanishad says, Asurya nama te lokan andhena tamasavrita tamste pratyabhigacchanti yeke cha atmahano. So such Atmahana people, there is a specific hell for them. Means. Asurya nama te lokan andhena tamasavrita, it is very dark. You know. And in Gita also Krishna says, Asurim yoni mapanna mudha janmani janmani mama prapeva kaunteya. Tato yanti athamankati. So they will be, see, they are working very hard to get satisfied, get the senses gratified. Right. So many acharyas explains like how durlabha manava janma, means Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Narottam Das Thakur, vipale, hari hari vipale, sevino. Like how rare this human form of life, and people are working like an ass. Gardabhera mata. And people like even that Vidyara Vilase, all these bhajans very beautifully explains how people are misusing this human form of life only for the materialistic pursuits. They are working like a ass or a bull foaming at their mouth. So Bhagavatam says as dharmasya hi apavargasya, means to come out of this dharma, means this human form of life where we can execute the dharma, that should be only used for crossing this apavarga. Means. But here people are getting into the pavarga only. Right. So Shastra says that such people are none other than Saeva Gokhara, means they are only animals and so on the other hand, we can see there are suras. So one is asura, then the suras. The suras, they take the responsibility. Means they take the heavy responsibility. So Prabhupada explains that just like in any organization, like we have bureaucrats there, ministers are there. So they are supposed to take the responsibility of maintaining the law and order and the welfare of the human beings in the society. So, because they have taken that higher responsibility, they are given some higher privileges. And they have been given vehicle, quarters, assistance, so that they can focus on their service. So, similarly, this human form of life also, we have got this human form of life having given the mandate of crossing over this Bhavasagar. So, we have been given very special privileges also. We can study. We can go to the temple and pray. We have given that free will of changing our decisions, means. Only in human form of life, we can change our, the karmic reactions. Otherwise, in the animalistic kingdom, it is very difficult. It is practically impossible unless and until a devotee shows some mercy to that animal. Somehow he gets, then the change is there. Otherwise, he will go as per the laws of nature only. So, the suras, in the Vishnu Suktam, means basically when we do the deity worship, we say it's always Om Tat Vishnu Paramam Patam Tata Pashyanti Suraya, means like Diviva Chakshurata, like we see the sky, the suras, the devotees of the Lord, they can see Vishnu's lotus feet always. It's very crystal clear for them. Means Tat Viprasa Vinyo Jagram Sambandhide Vishnu Rat Paramam Patam, means. So that devotee shows us the path by which we can also take the shelter of the Lord. So, having obtained this human form of life, if somebody is not taking into this path of devotional service, it's very unfortunate. Means. Sometimes people argue that what is the guarantee that you will, even Arjuna has the same question in the 6th chapter, means what will happen if a yogi is unsuccessful, what will happen to him, means. Means Krishna says, you don't have to worry about that, means. Suchi naam, Srimatam gehe, means. Suchi means, if he is not able to complete his devotional service in the one lifetime itself, he will, depending on the stage in which, where he has left, he will able to take birth in either in a Brahmanical family, Shuchina, or Srimata means very Vaishya family, which is aristocratic or wealthy family, that way. Like, he's given the guarantee that even if we try and we fail, there is nothing to worry about it. Because generally people give the arguments this way, means, have you seen this? Have you seen the spiritual world? What is the proof that the spiritual world exists? You know? So the trick is like, basically the people are more scientific. Apparently they called, and we are very, in the modern age of science. Science can only give proof which is only up to your sense perceptions, means. Where the senses can understand that only, to that level only science can go to advance. It's like. But just like a simple experiment of sleeping. When you go into the deep sleep, who feels that sleep? Means, how do you experience, how do you explain that sleep, that deep sleep to somebody else? Means, will the science can ever experience that? It cannot experience that. Means, actually there is a, in a artificial intelligence field, there is a, they call it a paradox of Marco or something, the paradox they call it. They say that by artificial intelligence, we can stimulate the intelligence of a 30-40 year man. Maybe he may be a petrochemical engineer. They can automate the entire petrochemical industry. This is scientists are speaking. But say that we miserably fail to stimulate the feeling of a 3-year-old infant. Whereas we can stimulate through artificial intelligence the 40 years of experience of a petrochemical engineer, we can easily do that. Because why? That is, means we can easily perceive it, or is there empirical science means. But whereas it comes to the feeling that is actually happening inside our, is actually the soul experience of that. That feeling, spirituality is actually that experiences. Just like you can have a volumes of thesis on how sugar is there, what is its chemical composition and everything. And unless and until you taste it, you will never realize it. And now somebody who has not realized it, no matter you give him what amount of book or what amount of experimental data you give, he will never understand what is that sugar tasteness, sweetness. So similarly, spirituality is something which we actually experience it. And it is very difficult for that experience to convey to somebody else. Another example is, somebody has not eaten a mango. No way you can convince him of what is the taste and how does it feel. So people argument is, first let me see it. Then I will practice it. You know, they say seeing is believing. There is a saying that actually people say seeing is believing. But actually you see what you believe. Not that you believe what you see. You know, depending on what your mental attitude, that only you will see outside. Means, if you have a green glass, you see everything green. So similarly, the spiritual experience cannot be, like, you cannot explain to a person who has not ever experienced it. Somebody who has never experienced a deep sleep, he will never understand what is that sleep experience. That is experienced by, that is like anubhuti. Anubhuti cannot be transferred to somebody else. And what science is speaking is about awareness, means knowledge. That can be given. Knowledge can be given, but that anubhuti cannot be given. So spiritual subject is basically on the anubhuti level. That. So Prabhupada explains that, many times he explains that this economic development, what we are trying hard, that even that same thing is there for the, even the animals also. Even in the society of animal, like dogs, ass or swine, they also have a difficulty of economic problems. And to the degree we face, the same degree they also have it. But he says that this human formula is not to solve these economic problems. In any way it is going to happen. Tasyeva hedo prayedeta govido na labhyate yat brahmadam uparyata. Means like, you don't need to strive for dukkha. Tallapyate dukkha vadanyata sukham kalena sarvatra gabhira ramasa. Means, like a person, nobody want distress or unhappiness in this world, but it comes automatically without there any effort. So you don't need to try for that extraneous effort to get that sukha. That also comes, whatever is destined to you, it will come by your own. Means, So, in the second chapter of Bhagavatam, it says, Dharmasya hi abhavargasya nartho arthaya kalpate. Nartasya dharma ekantasya kamo labaya hi smriti. Means, in the material, means in the outside world, like other than the devotee circle, sometimes in even devotee circle, the people practice religion. Means even in the Sura category, there are people, those who are religiously following it. But what is the need of their dharma? To practice dharma to get artha. So, Bhagavatam says, dharmasya hi abhavargasya nartho arthaya kalpate. Dharma is not to be used for artha. Then, nartasya dharmaikantasya kamo labhaya smriti. Means, those who are practicing dharmaikantasya, those who are practicing dharma, they should not use even if, because by practice of devotional service, you get some aishwarya, some byproduct, some benefits you get it. But even that you should not use it for kamasya. Kamo labhahi smriti. Then he says, kamendriya, kamasya nendriya pridir labho jivete yavataha. Jivasya tattva nijnyasa nartho yascheha karmabihi. So the kamasya nendriya priti jivo labho jivete yavataha means, you need kama means to certain degree, means just to sustain your life you need certain type of sense gratification that is allowed by the Shastra and not beyond that. And this human life is not meant for fulfilling your kama. In response to Arjuna's question, who is Siddha Prajna? Krishna says, Prajahadi yata kaman sarvan partha manogatan. Means, Acharya says that, because it is manogatan, this all the kama, Prajahadi yata kaman means sarvan partha manogatan. This kama is arising from the mind. And who is Siddha Prajna? Atmanyeva Atmanatushta. Siddha Prajna. For him, he only takes pleasure in the Atma, in the soul, in self. He's an Atmaram. For him, even the mind is an external thing. For you, maybe saying that we are not taking anything from outside. Only taking, we are internally Atmaram. But our internal Atmaram is like Mithyajara Suchati. We are still with the mind, stuck up with the mind. Because these desires are coming from the mind, there is, we can actually definitely eliminate the desire altogether. 100%. That's why Rupa Goswami says, Anya Bilashita Shunyam means. Right? So, Jivasya Tattva Jijnyasa. Bhagavatam says that Jivasya Tattva Jijnyasa. This goal of this human form of life is Tattva Jijnyasa. To inquire about the ultimate goal of life. Means. So, if we are not properly utilizing this human form of life, then we are misusing, means we are very unfortunate. Prabhupada says at some places that, those who are not coming to devotional service, not taking devotional service is very unfortunate. But more than that, most unfortunate people are those who, even after understanding, after getting human form life, taking into devotional service, still they don't practice it. Even after understanding those principles of devotional service, still they fail to practice. They are the most unfortunate people. And you know, when you misuse something, what? There will be heavy punishment. And this is a holy month of Adhigamas, means. I know Krishna giving, like, outside world, all this Flipkart and Amazon, they give festival season offers. So like that in Adhigamas, Krishna is giving spiritual benefits, means. If you practice anything, there is the benefit, additional benefits are given, means. 1+1 free, like that. If you chant 16 rounds, you get another 16 free, like that. Their benefits are there in the Shastra, explains that. So in these Adhigamas, we can practice. So temple is also organizing, I think today evening onwards. Today evening onwards, there is Deepa, ghee lamp offering to the Lord is there. And there is singing of bhajans and everything. So request all the devotees to practice, to participate with enthusiasm. So that it is for your benefit ultimately. Nobody else is going to gain, you are only gaining. And you loser is also, you only the losers. So by that means I conclude. So the concluding thing is like, basically this human form of life is very rare and we should not waste even a moment of time. Padam padam ebhivadam natesha means, the outside world it is always full of, we don't know what time, what will happen, calamities. So let us make the best use of this human form of life especially we are having the Sangha of the devotees, that is very rare. There are many places where you, they don't get even the association of the devotees. But we are getting very cheaply, so we may not take it seriously. But, so with those things I am ending my class. Means any comments or any questions, suggestions? గ్రంథరాజ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతంకి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాదకి అనంతకోడి వైష్ణవృందకి